Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess and Ellie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the National Homelessness Conference is currently being held at the Gold Coast. The Queensland government has announced almost $600 million in new funding for homelessness services in next week's state's budget. The funding will also deliver an extra $365 million for crisis accommodation and to support the head leasing of properties. 3 million Australians are currently at risk of homelessness, a rise of 60% in the last 6 years. Advocates for the government's budget proposition have been supportive, however say more needs to be done about available rentals, the cost of living crisis, rent pricing and current unhoused people. A baby was attacked with a fire extinguisher on the Sunshine Coast. Tiffany Teasdale and her partner were at the traffic lights on High Street in Sippy Downs, Queensland, with a daughter Pixie in the backseat at 7:50 p.m. on Saturday when the incident unfolded. According to police, two people approached the car on an e-bike and allegedly discharged a fire extinguisher through the window of the couple's silver Suzuki Vitara. In national news, the Australian sunscreen market has been under the microscope this week after the release of a choice report last week. The study claims that 16 out of 20 popular Australian sunscreens failed to meet their own prescribed SPF levels. Michelle Wong, an Australian cosmetic chemist PhD, has said that sunscreen testing is much more complicated than most realise, with testing including sunscreen product being applied to a person's skin and then being exposed to a solar simulator. One popular product being criticised is the SPF 50 from Ultraviolet, which came back from additional testing with a returning SPF of 4. Australians are being urged to check their SPF products to properly protect themselves against skin cancer.
Churches to be held vicariously liable for abuse under new Victorian laws to be proposed to Parliament by the end of the year. The retrospective legislation seeks to overcome a 2024 High Court ruling that the Ballarat Catholic diocese could not be held liable for the abuse of notorious pedophile priest Byron Coffey because he was not a church employee. There has been a groundswell of support from Labor PMs in Victoria, with dozens signing a letter backing retrospective laws and demanding action from Cabinet. In international news, Israeli tanks have opened fire on crowds accessing aid in Gaza, resulting in at least 59 casualties. Local medics reported the attack at the Khan Yunis aid site in southern Gaza as violence continues and residents struggle for food. Witnesses report Israeli tanks had launched at least 2 shells at a crowd of thousands. Palestinian medics said that at least 59 have been killed and a further 221 wounded, 20 of them in critical condition. This incident is the latest in the nearly daily Israeli attacks on the Palestinians seeking aid in the 3 weeks following the partial lifting of the total aid blockage in the territory. For your weather today, Brisbane is almost too cold to function. It is 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is the moderate band. That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We will be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.